This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Tuesday, December 10th. Well, we have a crop report today, so I don't expect the markets will be very active until we get that behind us, which is 10 o'clock Mountain Time, so we don't have to wait too long to get those numbers behind us. Usually the December report is not a major market mover. USDA is not going to make any changes to the supply picture for U.S. numbers, and demand, they could make some adjustments. World numbers, there will be some adjustments for supply and demand. We expect that we'll probably see Russian production increased a bit, exports probably bumped up. In the Southern Hemisphere, we'll probably see some pulling back of numbers for production in both Argentina and Australia, and exports lower out of there as well. Could see some increase in exports out of the European Union as well, and probably a pullback in U.S. export numbers. If not this month, likely next month. We're just not really keeping up, especially after last week's poor performance. So there's just fine-tuning of the numbers. We pretty much know what's coming. We know what Argentina's got and Australia's got. We know that they're about half done with harvest. We know where their export markets are. And we know that they're going to be aggressive, especially in Argentina, who've already been significantly pushing their wheat out of the export channel, and corn and soybeans for that matter, and meal. With the new government coming, they're expected to impose higher export tariffs, so they're trying to get as much moved out as possible before that happens. So, you know, the supply demand report will be important, but not carry the same kind of weight as most other reports do. We'll probably get more market reaction from the Egyptian purchase. They put out a tender yesterday afternoon. This morning we see that the lowest offer is out of France. Now the last couple purchases have been primarily out of the Black Sea and have pretty much pushed France and European Union out of the picture. France is gunning to change that. They had enjoyed some pretty nice business to Egypt early in the marketing year, but Russia got tired of being pushed out of the picture, so they've stepped up. So obviously the bottom line is there's a great deal of competition in the wheat complex, especially when it comes to the Egyptian tenders, with both Europe and the Black Sea region having much better crops this year than they did last year. They're looking to export and be aggressive with it, and they're going toe-to-toe with this key Egyptian market. Last week, Egypt bought 295,000 tons from Russia at $234 a ton delivered. That was about $3.50 a ton over the previous purchase a couple weeks before that. So with France being the lowest offer, it could change the picture. The FOB offers out of Russia this week were up another $2 a ton at around $212. So that would suggest that prices would likely be higher. At least the offers out of Russia to Egypt would be higher this week. But with France showing up as the lowest offer, we could well see those prices be down this week, and that would certainly add some pressure to the U.S. futures market. Corn harvest, 92% done. That's up 3 points on the week. We still are looking at about 6.7 million acres that are unharvested across the northern tier, the northern Midwest and northern plains. Yesterday, wheat prices were fairly quiet. Kansas City put in a new low for the move. Chicago was trading an inside day, as was Minneapolis. So we're clearly kind of in a lull here. You know, the market, it's December, first of all, so volume drops off significantly. We're not looking for major developments in the market. This crop report today is probably not going to be a major mover, but the spreads have widened back out with KC losing to Chicago, and it's just been a slow, steady slide. And that's, from a seasonal perspective, not a big surprise. I think when you look at the charts and you see a very clear price level that Kansas City has not been able to breach, and on the March contract, that's right at 450. We're back down. We're sitting at the low end of the smaller trading range within the larger trading range at around the 425 mark, 420, 425. So I think that, you know, we probably would find some support here. If that breaks down, I think we're headed down to the $4 to 405 level, which is the bottom of the trading range and which is the low put in the 1st of September. So those are the broader ranges that we're looking at. I think the market's just going to be stuck there back and forth through the winter until we get into, you know, in January we'll get the plantings report, but we're expecting to see a drop in winter wheat plantings, but it's going to be the harvested acres that really tell the story. And from what we're hearing in the southern plains and central plains, hard red winter wheat plantings aren't that much different, a little bit lower than last year, but it's the harvested acres that could be the real difference, that there's no money in it, but they're going to seed it to at least get some cover on the soil, but also to graze off as much as they can, and then they'll probably plow it up and go to something else next spring. So that's kind of the story we're hearing that could clearly set a different tone as you head into the next growing season. But, you know, until we get there, until you get some idea that they're tearing up those acres, which obviously isn't going to be until March at the earliest, late March, early April, then I think the market will start to see some dynamic changes with those spreads. So it's back and forth. I mean, the spreads offer opportunities. I think you've found your lows as far as those spreads go, but the market is just kind of trading, bumping along the bottom of a trading range for those spreads as well. That wraps it up for the week commentary. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.